From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. In Iraq, de-Ba'athification is about to become a big topic in Parliament. A draft law is coming up that would allow thousands of former members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party to reclaim the jobs or pensions they lost when he was ousted. The Shiite-dominated government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki approved the bill, but its passage by the lawmakers is by no means guaranteed. From Baghdad, NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
Wadad Abdul Razak Alatia sits in her small, dark house, accompanied by an elderly aunt. The TV is always turned on here. It is, she says, what she does to pass the time now. An educator with 34 years of experience, she's been unemployed since September 2003, after the American Occupation Authority made what she called one of its biggest mistakes.
The de-Ba'athification law issued by the government made us sit at home. They brought our names up in the education ministry because we're Ba'athists and they fired us.
The law was ostensibly designed to give Iraq a fresh start by keeping members of the old regime's political party out of jobs where they could wield influence. Ba'ath party members were also denied pensions, but it resulted in gutted ministries and helped fuel the insurgency. Wadad Abdul Razak Alatia says bitterly that Iraq lost people of great experience because of it.
You know, it was mandatory to be a Ba'athist if you were a teacher. Otherwise, you couldn't get a job. Now, many Ba'ath members are doing nothing. They also have no pension, even though they had 30 years' experience.
Another problem with the law, says former Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, is that it's been used as a political tool to silence opposition. And he says he's calling for an investigation by Parliament of the Special Commission, which has been the ultimate authority on issues surrounding de-Ba'athification.
Frankly speaking, it's one of the dark aspects of the politics of Iraq. It has caused mass immigration from the country. It has deprived the institutions from trained manpower, technocrats have left. So we have now skeleton institutions of any. And this is all because of the evils of this de-Ba'athification program that have been applied in Iraq in a very political way.
The new law proposed by the present Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and President Jalal Talabani seeks to redress that. It offers former Ba'athists immunity from prosecution after a three-month period during which claims can be made against them. Only those found guilty of crimes will be excluded from future office. All former members of the party will be entitled to a pension. It still has to be debated in Parliament. But it's already meeting resistance from the Commission. In a statement, the commission decried the draft law because it, quote, turns a blind eye to the feelings of millions of the victims of the Ba'ath Party. In an interview with NPR, the executive secretary of the commission, Ali Alami, alleged that the new proposal will allow Ba'ath Party members with blood on their hands into office again.
This law gives rights to the Ba'athists that they could not have imagined at the time of the former regime. How can the committee look into the cases in 3 months only? This will mean that all the charges against Ba'athists will be dropped. It's like an invitation to them to carry out more and more violence, while getting more and more privileges.
Alami says he believes the draft law won't gain parliamentary approval.
By proposing the law, their intention was to put an end to de-Ba'athification, but it was presented hastily, without looking into the legal ramifications, and I think that the majority of parliament will reject it.
The United States now wants to see the de-Ba'athification process amended as soon as possible. In his final address before leaving, former U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad warned that American patience is running out. Alami has accused the former ambassador of meddling by promoting the new law. For now, Parliament has not put the draft law on the schedule for discussion, so it's not clear when the debate will begin. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News. Back